This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boulevard Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ, hi Jeff.
KA2ELA.
W2ZXN, good evening.
All right, there's three. We'll start with K2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, Jeff, Clint, and Andy. Nothing too special today. We had some work down here at the house, so we had to be around most of the day. It was a nice cool day, though. I did do some work outside, too. And we're down to about 65 degrees right now. And it's going to be a nice day tomorrow, too, from what I hear. So, 7-3s all around, KA2000.
Okay, Jack. Well, sometimes you got to get that work done, and, I know you probably wanted to get out and do some other stuff, but it's got to get done, right? Now, we have 60 degrees here up at the camp, and, it's a beautiful day today. I really couldn't ask for much better. All right, thanks, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. K2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is K2VLA. Well, not too exciting a day. Check the mail and learn about all the stories about the Boonville Fair down at the coffee shop. This afternoon, my son and I went over to Woodgate Pines. Played the back nine, which was good. Good afternoon, beautiful day out there for golf. And golfing tonight. Guess that's all of the old, we'll say 73s.
Well, I figured I'd relay this story to you, because you were telling me something similar there a couple weeks ago. I was pulling some logs up the bank here, and give me a little bite on the left arm there, and I look over, and there was a big pile of, a big cloud of hornets. So, I don't know, I didn't have a stinger in me or anything, so maybe it just maybe it was a young one, didn't have a big enough stinger, I don't know what was going on, but I'm pretty allergic to bees too, so I'm pretty fortunate that it didn't sting me. I must have dragged across a log across their hive down there. I never seen them in the ground up here, but I suppose that happens.
Yeah, that was a big hive in the front porch, the camp. And John and Mark come up and shot it with a pressure gun. I give it a pretty good batch. I went up a day later, and the floor was covered with dead hornets. And they'd moved out of the nest. I took a shovel and scraped the nest off the wall, the ceiling. There's nothing to play with when they get hot. But they moved someplace else now.
Well, it must be a year for them, because I had never seen them that much up here. And now there's two stories within a couple weeks. So must have been they liked that wet month of June or something. All right, Clint. Thanks for checking in. We'll be up here for a couple more days up here at camp. If you guys are up here, stop in. All right, what's that? W2ZXN, Andy, I believe. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Not a heck of a lot. It was a fairly busy day today at the office. Not that that means much, because nothing really ever happens in Madison County. And it's a beautiful 63 degrees outside. Very comfortable.
And there was nice cloud formations outside tonight. It looks like it's going to be a good one. That's about all I have to say. Well, just nice coming in, popping in, say hi. 73W2ZXM.
Okay, Andy. Well, it sounds like you're having a good peaceful one there, and that's a good thing, because, you know, it's better than the alternative. And it sounds like you got nice temperature there. We have something, we're pretty close to that here, about 60, and it is. It's a comfortable temperature. There's no real humidity here, and it's nice. So, and another thing that's nice is we don't have to shovel anything this time of year, so that's why it's my favorite time. All right, thanks for checking in, Andy, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, my father there, John, on Echo Link. And I believe you're right down there in the Hudson Valley still. And what's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ here. Not much of anything. Nice day today. Gorgeous day. Currently about 71 degrees. Supposed to go down to the 50s tonight. So it should be good sleeping weather. And I spent most of the day working on some projects on the iMac downstairs. And did a little running around at the... I didn't even go out today. Now that I think about it, I didn't even go out. So I was just working downstairs. So, wrapping up that piece of genealogy work I'm doing, and that's come together pretty well. So that's about it. So I'll throw it back to you, Jeff. This is WB2RET.
Did you hear from Kavanaugh at all?
No, I haven't heard from Jeff. I suspect he's busy working on his roofing project, since he's got a few clear days in front of him there.
Okay, I hear that. I know for a while he was having a hard time finding a break, and, a break to do the drip edge and all the window stuff there, but I guess he must have found one, so, hopefully you can get that knocked out of the way. I know he's got those, those dormers to go around, which isn't any fun, especially way up on top of that roof. So, all right, well, I didn't know. I know he said he was thinking about maybe coming up here for a few hours and then going back. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU. Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
64 degrees up on the hill. 64 degrees up on the hill here. And got everything buttoned up in case the weatherman's right and it get some rain tonight.
I haven't gotten the detailed weather forecast up here at camp. What are they calling for?
I haven't seen it since last night, but they were saying that something about showers moving in tonight and scattered showers tomorrow and more showers on Thursday and whatever. It's supposed to get worse as the week goes on. Again, they'll have CW news at 10 o'clock in another half hour.
Okay. I had checked the weather this morning, what I can get it here on my phone, and they were saying Thursday was supposed to be the day all that rain came in, and tomorrow was supposed to be pretty nice. I'm hoping they haven't changed that, because I got a couple projects I want to get done up here at camp that require some dry weather, so including some fishing, which I didn't do today because I got busy with some other stuff up here. Hi, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for me, another day up here at camp. Got this morning. Still needed a couple things from town, And also I realized they didn't have my fishing pole and stuff here, so had to run back home anyway, and just went up there and got that and a bunch of other stuff and headed back here to camp. And got working on my trails up here, some of the trails, and my hunting spot. And then worked on pulling some logs up the bank and getting them ready to cut up here tomorrow. Did a little swimming in the river, and the river just seems to be getting colder every time I go in it, or maybe it's me, I don't know, but it took a while before I could, you know, plunge under there. It was just, it was a little too cold, but it was nice. It was nice to get in there and wash the heat away and relax. All right, this is KD2 AIT, Net Control. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? WA2U isn't out there. He was supposed to be up at his camp today with his new rig. Hoping they didn't have problems. I'll give him a shout here and see if he's listening. If so, him or Kathy can check in if they're up there at in the Hinkley Reservoir with KD2 AIT.
Hi, Jeff. WA2U.
Ah, there you are. Did you get up there and get everything set up?
Well, unfortunately, we didn't make it up there, but maybe we will another time. So just ran into some staff who's, but we had the radio on scan, wanted to stop over and say hi. So repeater sounds good, but as they say, there's always the next time. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. KD2AIT, WA2U. We'll say good evening to everyone. There's several multitudes.
Okay, John. Yeah, I probably would have heard that story on the 210, but I guess that repeater's having issues too. I was talking with somebody there on Simplex on the 210. Apparently the repeater's having issues there, so missed the fireside chat tonight. Hopefully catch it tomorrow. So, all right, WA2U. John, thanks for checking in, and well, good luck on your next shot up the camp there. This is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this will be the last call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Comments?
Go ahead, John.
You didn't miss the fireside group today, this evening. I was there. I was there, but the repeater wasn't, so I don't know. I don't know what was going on, but... It was seriously off the air, so. All right, Jeff, have a good evening. WA to you.
Okay, John, yeah, somebody was broadcasting up by the tower on Simplex on 210, and he told me that the repeater was having problems, and he was able to talk to me and some people in Utica. I guess he was up there pretty high. I can't remember his call now for some reason. Anyway. But yeah, he said the repeater is having issues and they're working on it. So he's hoping to have it up there by tomorrow. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, Andy, John, Ray, and John for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Good evening, this is W2ZXN for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, currently being held on the 17 machine. Looking for stations that would like to check in up here. Stations, call now, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
Very good, KC2NBU and KD2AIT, thank you both for checking in. Anyone else for Exxon before we head back? Very good, thank you both for checking in, 734, W2ZXN's QSY.